Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Mattson, and we're actually taping this at the StarNet Fall Meeting, which is in Washington, D.C., at the JW Marriott. Gene, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me up here and giving me the opportunity to actually spend with your membership. You know, these are trying times, and, you know, this is an extremely professional group of commercial contract flooring dealers. You're with them in and out all the time. How do you think their tone is in this current economy?
Well, I think the prevailing sentiment, which is without, you know, throughout the industry, is the times that we're in now are the toughest times that anyone has experienced. And we have members, as you know, Kemp, that are 30 years, in some cases 40 years in the industry, and they are saying this is the toughest they've ever seen. But I think they're all basically optimistic people, and they know that this will pass and that they will get through it. I would say the tenor is a sort of a gritty response where they're committed to keeping their companies running and keeping their people working and making some decisions they need to make, obviously, to make that happen. I think one of the reasons we've had the good turnout we've had at this meeting, because coming into these meetings, you never know how many people you're actually going to have attend, and we've had actually a higher attendance this year than 2008, and I think it's because they know at tough times it's good to be with the StarNet members, and what they can learn here and the sharings they have here help them. So I see that as a very positive sign.
Yeah, actually, I've talked to a few of them since I've been here, and a lot of them, their business is off just a little bit. I think with the exception of the guy from right here in D.C., his business is doing well.
Sure. Well, and today, Kemp, you sat through parts of our program, and we looked at the industry, the outlook for 2010. We had a lawyer, we had a CPA, we had an economist, and we had a banker. You know, talk about the quadruple threat. And the news wasn't cheery, but it was realistic. And I think the members, even coming out of that, were fairly upbeat because they know the story. They know the reality of things. And really across that presentation today is that the 2010 will continue to be tough and that the rebound we all might have hoped for a year ago won't happen as quickly as, you know, leading into 2010.
So the reason they are part of this group and the reason they come to these meetings is because during these tough times, I mean, in good times, I'm sure they continue to learn from their peers, but in these tough times, they really need strong vendor relationships. You have a real strong group of core vendors that come to these meetings, and they also come up here to learn from their friends, don't they?
Absolutely, and on the vendor side, we actually have record numbers there also, which is great. Yeah, absolutely. They learn both from best practices in the flooring installation side of the business. They learn from the vendor partners, and they collaborate together to come up with good solutions and good ideas. And I do think that they always find these meetings very positive. When we do our members' surveys, it's the number one activity we offer is the meetings. They love the meetings. But for different reasons, I think in tougher times, it actually is more useful. And in some of the discussions we've had with our vendors here and with our members, in interesting ways, sometimes these tough times build stronger partnerships too, because we're in it together and we're working together to get through it.
Well, a lot of these jobs, especially the bigger jobs, are bid jobs. And so they're learning how some of these other people that are out there that are up against, because now, I mean, in the past there might have been four or five bids on some of these jobs, and now with some of the other sectors of the flooring supply chain, they're up against maybe 15 and 20 bids. And so I think when they come together, they're learning how some of these other people are winning these bids, collaborating on what's successful.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they also learn that sometimes you have to just walk away from a project as much as you might want that work, because it's not a structure that's going to work for you and your employees, and you won't return with a positive experience. But again, with the partnership with our vendors and with our ability to work together on developing a project in the early stages through the spec process, that's the best way for our members to then end up with that work. And that's what we keep reinforcing with both our members and also with the vendors.
Now, let's ask you about the membership ranks. I mean, I think you've always, I mean, this is obviously the biggest when you start talking about commercial flooring contractors, roughly 160 or 170, I think, last time I asked. How's that going?
We have currently 169 members, by far the largest in this sector. We have about 290 locations. And we have growing numbers of members doing maintenance and doing other special activities beyond installation that really strengthens their business. As far as our view on new members, you know, obviously if we have a territory with no StarNet member and we find a very good qualified member and we're very exacting on our criteria, then we're interested in bringing that person in. Across the board, we really expect high quality. And we have many people interested and very few that actually get chosen.
So the few that you're adding at this meeting, did they come to you and there was a slot there, or how does that usually work?
Well, usually they come to us, and in most cases there isn't an opening because it's a full market. In the case of one relatively new member, there was absolutely no one in his market, so that was an easy decision for us. Sometimes the vendors come too with suggestions, and that's always a very helpful thing.
All right, so we're up here in Washington, D.C., and you have very full agenda. You know, we started today, and you've got full agendas through tomorrow, and then tomorrow afternoon you look at I think you do a little fun time, and you're going to take a tour of Washington. How come you came to Washington?
Central location. It's a beautiful city. It's the U.S. Capitol, and we felt it would be exciting, and we've actually had quite a few members come early to see some of the sites and tour some of the museums.
I thought you were coming up here because you heard they were printing money up here.
Well, to some extent, with the GSA projects, that's absolutely what's going on.
And let's talk about, you always have a fun meeting in the spring, and where's that meeting going to be next year?
April 2010, we're in Marco Island, Florida. I think you know we try to go East Coast, West Coast, and alternate to make it easier on our members. And this is a beautiful location, and I hope one that'll draw great attention from our members and from our vendor partners.
And that's always a fun meeting because you also have the design awards at that meeting, and you present the winners of them with that whole design process that you do.
Exactly, and actually we've just kicked off with new materials for the 2010 awards. We have a new graphic look this year, which you maybe have seen in the lobby. And last year, of course, we had record number of entries, and we expect the same for this year. It's become a great buzz with our members, and I've already had people saying, oh, I've got 3 projects to enter to the design awards, so we know we'll get a good response.
All right. Let me ask you, I think you're also doing some kind of tie-in with Earth Day, I think, at this meeting next year. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
It happens that the 40th anniversary of Earth Day sits right on top of our meeting dates. And what we've asked our members to do is, in their own markets locally, and if possible partnering with a vendor, create an Earth Day event. So it can be something as simple as cleaning out a stream, planting a tree, having some activity on reclamation with their employees. We as StarNet will provide them with some Earth Day materials. And that in our spring meeting in April, we'll show photos and give examples of where members have had fun and exciting tie-ins with Earth Day. So it's really meant to expand our message on carpet reclamation and being kind to the earth, which we always reinforce with our members, and make it a fun thing that just recognizes this 40th anniversary.
Okay, Gene. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us, and I look forward to the spring meeting. I've been talking to Gene Mattson, who's president and CEO of StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.